So second day learning this Mishnah in the 14th parak Masechta Zvachim, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah now continues and says, Hamalim Misar Chatos. We're talking about a person who incorrectly engaged in avoda, which was supposed to be done in the Beit HaMikdash. Instead, it was done b'chutz, outside, in which the Pasuk says that there is a penalty, a punishment of kores, if one would do this b'mezen on purpose. However, in the following situations, one would be pater, one would not be chai. And the reason, as we're going to see, is because these are things which would not be done in the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, if you would do them out of the Beit HaMikdash, you would also be pater. Hamalim Yisar Chatos, a person brings up as an offering the meat of the Chatos offering, or Mibsar Asham, or the meat for the Asham, for the guilt offering. And that meat is really supposed to be given over to the Kohanim. It's supposed to be the Kohanim eat it. Not that it should be brought onto the Mizbeach to be consumed, to be burned. And therefore, if you would take that meat, which was not supposed to be burned, even in the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Beis HaMikdash and burned, you'd be potter. For that matter, all these other things in which are eaten, if you would put them on an outer altar, you would not get the punishment of kores, such as kachi kedushin, the other sacrifices which are the highest level of kedusha, in which some parts are not burnt on the mizbeach. That part which was not burnt, you did burn outside, or mivsar kachim kedushim kalim, or that of lesser sanctity. That meat is also eaten by either the owner. Moiser ha'omer, when it comes to the leftover of the omer. The omer is referring to the minchas omer, which was brought, this offering, this flour offering, on the 16th day of the month of Nisan, second day of Pesach, and it was taken from barley, and that was also something which was eaten. Ushtei alechem, or a person would take the two breads which were offered out of wheat on Shavuos, and that was supposed to be, you know, let's say you burned them on outer altar. The lechem aponin, or the showbreads which were housed on the shulchan in the kodesh, which were to be distributed among the kohanim that worked the week prior or the upcoming and the upcoming week. So instead of it was consumed outside on an altar, shari menachos, when it comes to the leftover of other flour offerings. In all these different situations, we say that a person who would do these things and put them on an altar outside is potter. And the reason for this, as is derived, is based from the pasuk. It says, "Asher yalo ola ozavach," that the prohibition of being involved in a service outside of the Beis HaMikdash has to be comparable to the pasuk that says that you are asher yalo ola, that you put up this elevation offering. And ola, as we know, is completely consumed on the mizbeach, and therefore we learn that just like an ola, it's something which is fit to be burned on the mizbeach, and therefore if you would instead bring it outside, then you would be chayiv. It's only something which is something which is fit to be brought on an altar in the Beis HaMikdash, excluding these things in which the purpose of them is to be eaten. And therefore, since instead of you eating them, you brought them on a mizbeach outside, you would be potter.